Philip Sampa PF, it is urgent care. Today's date is 01/15/2025. Dictation is for Jose Martinez. Martinez spells M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. Jose spells J-O-S-C. Date of birth is 08/1/15/1962. This is a 62-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up. Here in this paragraph, patient stated that he was seen in the emergency room on 1/08/2025. For chest discomfort. He said in the emergency room he had extensive workup, which includes CBC, CMP, EKG. And these studies were unremarkable. Chest x-ray was also done. He said he was advised to do a follow-up today. He said he's doing much better. Next paragraph, review assistant. Patient reports right eye irritation. Says he noticed the discharge and redness in his right eye. He denies double vision or blurred vision. Denies eye trauma, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert oriented. And no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure 108/69. Pulse 50, respiration 18, temperature 97.8, pureness paragraph I. Erythematous sclera conjunctiva on the lateral or temporal surface. This appears to be a subungual hematoma. Open parenthesis, patient denies recent forceful coughing or sneezing, period. Says blood pressure is generally normal, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck flow range, motion, and rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory, and respiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory, and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is emergency room follow-up, doing much better. And assessment number two is subconjunctival hematoma. Next paragraph, patient's lab work and all studies from the ER were reviewed. Studies are unremarkable, which include EKG, CBC, CMP. Thyroid studies were normal in the ER. Patient was reassured and advised of these findings. He will be sent home with the following: Turbidex 0.3/0.1% ophthalmic solution, 2 drops. His right eye 3 times a day for 10 days, number 10 milliliters. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.